This is the United States Treasury Department. The Treasury Star Parade presents one of your favorite singers, Dick Haymes, in a program of popular songs with David Brookman and his orchestra. The Treasury Department greets the new wage earners of the United States, the boys and girls who have taken over vital jobs in war plants at substantial wages. In some instances, you young people are earning as much as your father, without your father's responsibilities. It looks like that money is all yours. But don't ever forget that all over the world, boys your own age are fighting and dying that you may continue to live and earn. So next payday, increase the amount of war bonds you're buying through your payroll savings plan. Most of you can figure it out yourself.
This is Dick Haymes, ladies and gentlemen. And to start our Treasury Star Parade today, here's one of the country's favorite tunes, It Can't Be Wrong.
Wrong, would it be wrong to kiss, seeing I feel like this? Would it be wrong to try? This way, under the starry sky, if it is wrong, then why were you sent to me? Why am I content to be with you when I need you so much, and I have waited so long? It must be right, it can't be content to be with you forever. So when I need you so much, and I have waited so long, it must be right. It can be
A number of years ago, many of us were dancing to a tune that was a great hit. Recently, it has revived, and it promises to be a bigger hit than ever. Time on My Hands.
Time on my hands, and you in my arms. Nothing but love.
then if you fall, once and for all, I'll see my dream come true. Moments to spare for someone you care for, one love affair for two. Time on my hand and you in my arms,
young America works and fights. Thousands of boys who not so long ago never even handled a gun are making history on battlefields all over the world. And you boys and girls, too, who not so long ago never handled money, are earning good wages in the war plants that supply our fighting men. For you new wage earners, we have an earnest message. That money you now earn is as vital to the successful conclusion of this war as the gun your brother carries. If you throw it around and waste it, you prolong the war and further risk your brother's life. But if you put it into war bonds, you do more to hasten victory. The responsibility is yours, and it's a sacred one. You youngsters here at home and your friends fighting overseas have had to grow up overnight. It's tough. But so is America. And so are you kids. Tough and smart. So next payday, see if you can't put aside at least half again as much as you're saving now for war bonds. With the withholding tax automatically taking care of your income taxes, you can more easily divide what you earn into two parts: what it takes to live on and what you can lend Uncle Sam to help win the war more quickly. Most of us will now be able to buy more war bonds than we've been buying. What's the best you can do? Figure it out yourself.
David Brookman and his orchestra now play a sprightly arrangement of Jealous. Song for lovers everywhere. Sweet in melody and tender in words, you'll never know.
You'll never know just how much I miss you. You'll never know just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. Didn't you know? For haven't I told you so? A million or more times you went away, and my heart went with you. I speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't. No, no.
As you listen to this program, countrymen of yours are risking their lives to protect you and me from a ruthless enemy. Are you doing your full share? Now that your income taxes are being automatically taken care of by the withholding tax, how much more of your weekly paycheck can you put into war bonds? Every dollar of your pay above your necessary expenses belongs in war bonds. Figure it out yourself. Today, now, before anything stops you, take this chance to boost your bond buying through the payroll savings plan. The United States Treasury Department thanks Dick Haynes for his appearance on this program, as well as this station for the use of its facilities. Music was under the direction of David Brookman. Writing was by Thelma Ritter and Joseph Moran. This especially transcribed program was produced by Henry P. Haywood. This is James Wallington suggesting that you check the radio column of your local newspaper and tune in the Treasury Star Parade.